Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half-price bail. I'm happy to say they couldn't make this up. So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound,
hunker
down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town. Population U.
It gets cooler more.
Oh, it does, and we got a great one today.
Oh, this is a beaut.
He's an old friend, a hilarious comedian. You will recognize his voice, most likely, as Crow T. Robot on the reboot of MST3K.
God dang!
Hampton Yunt and Yunt. Hello, sir.
How are
Hello,
you?
Babies.
It's so good
are
to see you.
Are people recognizing your
old,
voice?
I'm an, no.
Out in the world?
Less my face, but people will stop me across a crowded street.
It's Crow T. Robot.
Oh my God. Are you the third Crow of a minorly popular show?
By the way, it is not minorly popular at all.
The second Crow was Bruce Lee's son, right?
Yes.
Can't believe he died in the shooting of that.
I believe it was Eddie Furlong.
Who does not look good. Have you seen him recently? Eddie Furlong.
Well, that's
should,
a record.
Should have been short. He's like, should have gone first. Short.
That's a record. Under 3 minutes to the Carson impression.
Eddie,
is that
Eddie,
a regular?
Eddie Furlong is so big. How big is he? He's now called Eddie Two Furlongs.
That's
two times around the track.
Terrible. What we do on this show, if you don't know, is Dan gets stories.
Hi, Dan Van Kirk.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Sent to him by our wonderful listeners.
We do.
We have not heard the stories.
Hampton hasn't heard the stories.
I've barely read them.
I don't read the news. I'm barely literate.
And we get to riff on them because it's dumb people doing dumb things, and we all sort of agree that our nation is getting dumber by the minute.
World is getting dumber, and the only way to combat it is through comedy and through trying to understand it and make peace with it and have fun with it. Daniel, you doing well, by the way?
Oh, I'm doing phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Phenomenally.
No, I'm just doing.
Just doing phenomenal.
You didn't let me finish. Her name is Phenomenal.
Oh, she's a stripper.
She's actually not a stripper.
I've been watching the movie Phenomenon. How have I been doing? I've been watching the movie Phenomenon.
Her name is Phenomenal, and she's going to medical school to put her way through stripping.
Yeah, she wants to go to. She wants to become a doctor to pay for her stripping.
Phenomenon. John Travolta movie?
Phenomenon, yeah.
Yes, where he's an angel?
No, that's where
Michael.
He has brain cancer.
That's Michael.
That's Michael.
That's
yeah,
Michael.
Brain cancer.
But the theme song to Michael was Phenomenon. Got a brain tumor.
I thought there was like a three movie set of Phenomenon, Michael mm-hmm. and Powder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To me, like those were all released and they're like, we need the next Phenomenon. Well, can the guy be white? Yeah. Powder.
Yeah, we can make him even whiter than that. He's an angel.
I would dare say any movie you're talking about, someone says, can the guy be white?
I mean, that was even with
he like hears a whole spiel
Moonlight.
About like
same thing.
I know it's a story about a slave, but can he be white?
Can he? I know. I don't want to tell you your business, but can Django be white?
I know in the comic book,
and his name's
it's
Carl.
An Asian woman, but can he be white?
It's a she. It's not even a.
All right, Dan. Let's get to a story, Dan.
Okay.
There's nothing more woke though than four white straight dudes talking about
white. Dude, white non-diverse casting.
Woke AF. AF.
You want to do a story?
Let's do it.
Here we go. This was sent in by Andy Russell at the Russell 4. The RUSSELL 4. Thanks, Andy Russell. What he did, and if you want to be like him, he was the first person to send me the story. That's why he got picked. Mm-hmm. And he said, at Daniel Van Kirk on Twitter, # Dumb People Town, check out this story. Mm. And that's how we got here.
Nice. That's our dumb people on the ground.
Yes.
Dumb ears on the ground.
They're in dumb action choppers across the city, crashing into each other.
Dumb boots on the ground.
A naked man. So we know.
All right. Coming in hot.
Yep.
Coming in hot.
Germany or Florida.
Running around downtown Fort Lauderdale,
Florida.
On Tuesday, afternoon.
5 miles in any direction. That's Florida to me. Don't go 5 miles. You talk to anybody like, don't go 5 miles down Okeechobee.
Right.
Don't go 5 miles out this way.
You don't want to go up to Okeepanokee Swamp there.
I'm at the beach. They're like, don't go 5 miles out into the water. Mm-mm. Don't go 5 miles out of the water. Yeah, there's a meth lab out there. A floating meth lab?
It's a floating garbage island, and they've set a meth lab up on it.
And it's on fire.
Funny
it's
thing, the meth fire. Lab came first.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
It's the old adage, which came first, the floating garbage island or the meth lab? It's chicken and egg situation.
A naked man running around downtown Fort Lauderdale on Tuesday afternoon was enough on its own to turn heads. But there was more.
No. How do you get more?
Also, this is how you know.
What things, on him is burning?
Things have gotten so passe in Florida, they need herpes. To hook you right away.
Yeah.
To be like, guys, yes, another naked man.
So a naked man was running through. Wait, don't go anywhere, because it gets crazy.
Yeah, there's more.
I know, it's boring. You're falling asleep. The mayor was naked through town again.
Take that Werther's out of your mouth before you nod off. But there was more, they say. According to the FBI, we're going.
So now this is a federal issue. Yeah. Our grandmother used to say to us whenever we'd make a big deal and start going, don't make a federal case about it. Don't make a federal case out of this. This very is a naked federal case.
I love that grandma, for her, there was like a hierarchy as to...
If we made a state's case out of it, she would have been okay with it.
I know you're angry that you guys didn't get to watch TV. That is a local issue. Take it up with your alderman.
If you could stop subpoenaing me.
Do not make it...
Do not drive across state lines to Illinois and make a federal case out of this.
Sick you kids and your municipal problems.
All right, what does he do?
What gets the FBI involved?
Yeah.
According to the FBI, he had robbed a bank and was throwing stolen money at people, making a even bigger spectacle. It should be and, but we're not
making
here to judge.
A even bigger spectacle.
Making an even bigger
spectacle. I like a even bigger. Making fine. A
we're
even
in dumb
bigger
people's town.
He's like a Batman villain at this point.
I mean,
but
he's just thrown naked man.
So he robs a bank.
$40 come flying your way when you weren't expecting it. You'll give
I'll
a pass
take that money
on the balls.
Anybody. Yep.
On the ball flap, you'll give a pass.
I'll give a what for as he people. Runs
back. Just the tip.
Just the tip.
He's tipping them for watching him get naked.
That's right.
Yeah.
Reverse tipping.
One time when I was...
I kind of love this guy.
One time when I was a kid and not as svelte, mm-hmm. I was at Six Flags and I thought it'd be... I was with a group of friends and I thought it'd be funny to tell one of the carnival worker guys. I go, hey, give me a dollar. I'll take off my shirt. And that guy looked at me and goes, give me a dollar, keep that shirt on.
Oh, man.
I felt so, I'm like, you got me.
But I will take that dollar, send it over.
And I took that dollar and this is the same shirt, taking it off. I turned that dollar into nothing.
See, and as a parent today, I'm like, at least he didn't abduct you.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, I'll give you a dollar. No, I lived in a cell underneath his bed.
I liked it there. All right, here we go. Ready?
Do we call this guy because he's taking money from the rich and giving them before? If he has a boner, do we call him Robin Wood?
At Sklar Brothers. Oh,
Robin Wood. How about Robin Wood?
Robin now. Williams?
Maybe in another episode, we'll just have you guys be Carson while Hampton is Robin Williams.
The cocaine will seep through the floorboards.
Yes, it will. All right, here we go. Ready for this guy's name? Because it's perfect. Alexander Hayden Sperber.
Alexander Hayden Sperber.
Of Fort Lauderdale.
My name is Alexander Hayden Sperber.
Hayden.
There's $1 million I haven't given.
And I'm the man who fucked him.
Just you wait. Just you wait.
Rand, you deep in Hamilton?
Alexander Hammerberber.
For the listeners at home, Randy waited in line.
My name is Alexander Hammerberber.
4 hours with his daughter. Was it four?
Seven.
Four. Eight.
8 hours.
Eight hours for tickets. And got me two tickets that I don't even appreciate. And I don't intend on appreciating.
God damn him.
I promise.
I'm with you, man.
Thanks, bro.
This is phenomenal for anybody who listens
it's
to Hamilton.
Phenomenon? Is it phenomenon. As good as phenomenon?
It's phenomenon.
No, don't you dare.
Alexander, hey, ma'am, Herbert.
Okay.
Alexander,
you ready, guys?
Yes.
Damn kids. Alexander Hayden Sperber of Fort Lauderdale parked his red Ford Mustang, a.k.a. he's a dick, near a Regions Bank branch at 100 Southeast 3rd Avenue. Add that to the Dumb People Town walking tour. If you're new to the show, we have a map where you can go to every location that every one of these stories has ever happened.
You know those like Navy commercials where they're like showing you different landscapes and there's like a giant red pin in the background and you're like, ah, and then it pops out its map.
There is
a dumb version of that.
Yes. That's where the Army's recruited.
It's where the naked people are running.
It's where they're getting the good numbers.
Alexander Hayden Sperber. That don't make a difference. He went in about 3:06 p.m.
I mean, around that time.
We're not getting a federal case out of it. He then decided to extend his index finger as if to depict a gun, pointed at the teller, and according to a criminal complaint, asked her for money.
Now, is he naked now?
No.
Okay, he's got clothes on.
But he just does pointed the hand.
Finger in hand.
That probably came with the Mustang, right? Like, one of those.
If the you're
finger gun, now, the guy who sells you the car hands you a finger gun.
Yep. So ooh, he's yours here. Now.
You can have one of these on the house, bro. Hope you have a license for one of these.
And then he turns into a pillar
there
of salt.
There is an interest rate on that finger handgun as well. Sperber told the teller he would hurt her and others if his needs weren't met. She
sexually.
Yeah. She put approximately $7,500 in the bag he handed her, along with a dye pack and a bait bill. She's really loading
with
him
up.
What's
a bait bill?
Bait bill means if he pays it anywhere, it tracks right back to him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In my mind, there was like a little GPS computer attached to the back of the bill.
I literally thought it was when you just tie like a piece of string to a dollar bill and you make someone go down
just
the
street. Just see where he goes.
Yeah, there's a dollar bill.
You know, like a juste pour rire bit.
Yes.
Quit talking. The fish are sleeping.
As Alexander Hayden Sperber left the bank, the dye pack exploded. In my mind, he took three steps towards the door.
And then, boom.
Yes. Getting ready.
All over his gun finger.
Now, there's a little wrinkle in what I'm about to tell you and all of our listeners that, to me, just ups the comedy a little bit. The dye pack exploded, getting red dye all over his clothing.
And his face.
His hand. And the cast on his wrist.
What? Wait a minute.
I know.
So he's injured.
Yeah. Yes.
Got a busted wing.
He's walking around like DiCaprio in The Departed.
Yeah. So nervous.
Yeah.
This is a high stakes operation if I've ever heard one.
Yes.
Maybe he's trying to pay for an operation.
And that's
Are you
when
a cop?
You a cop?
Are you a fucking cop?
Are you a fucking cop? Am I a fucking cop?
Dude, you're not a...
Are we cops? Is it? What is this? Is this a police station?
I'll tell you what you aren't going to be. You aren't going to be no fucking trooper.
Oh!
I'll tell you that right now, okay? You come in here, you live down south here for on the weekends visiting your daddy after your parents got divorced, and then you're living up on the north over with
Dude,
you're
like, not fucking cops, okay?
I know who you are, okay?
Dude, I've seen you come down here. Nobody here's a fucking cop. Shut the fuck up.
Who's a firefighter? Who's a firefighter?
You want to get in a fight in the street in front of Little Italy just because you had a good time at the theater? Hanging outside of the Wilbur, you think you're a big man, want to go down to the club because you saw someone dancing there one time? And so you think you're a big fighter, but you grab that first bottle, don't you? And you break it over anybody's head that you can. And you know why? Because you're nothing but a phony. And you know what you'll never be? You'll never be no fucking Boston. You'll never be a mass trooper. I'll tell you that right now.
Masters of Boston.
Insane. Masters of Boston.
I made up a monologue I barely remember.
Sure.
Okay, here we go. He left the bank, gets red dye all over his brand new cast.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And that's when he made his
red dye was cast at that point. Mm-hmm.
And that's when he made his memorable appearance on Los Olas Boulevard, authorities say. Let me ask you this. When he took off all his clothes because he was covered in red dye,
sure.
Do you think he also looked for a place to throw the finger gun?
Yeah. I got to get rid of this. No, first you discharge it, then you throw it.
You can't just clear the chamber.
Yeah, yeah.
Take the cannoli.
Yep. Yeah.
Throw the fingers.
Covered
in dye.
You
spent 22 minutes trying to rub off the cereal number.
Covered in dye. Alexander Hayden Sperber.
Alexander Hayden Sperber.
You guys. If you're loving that bit, it's at Sklar Brothers.
Not bad. It's a really good bit.
No, that's what I'm saying. Only if you love it. Alexander Hayden Sperber removed his clothes and ran naked down Los Olas Boulevard, throwing the money into the air as he ran.
To me, this is like...
joyous.
Yeah, this is what Liberace wanted to do.
This is a Florida parade. This is technically a Florida parade.
Yummy! Counts as a parade.
Witness... Witnesses who captured the bizarre scene on camera said he was throwing out $150 bills.
I don't think there is a $150 bill.
You know who's on $100?
Okay, so who's on the $100 bill is
Benjamin
Franklin. Oh. You know who's on the $150 bill? Alexander Hayden Burber.
It is. For the listener,
I just use Bitcoin. I don't.
Randy called. He was throwing Bitcoin around. He was Venmoing everyone he saw
with his phone, just stray Venmoing.
You get 150. You get 150. You get 150. What's your address?
I'm not throwing away my shot.
Witness Drew Armstrong told WSVN Channel 7 he saw Sperber but couldn't really believe what his eyes were telling him.
I didn't believe the eyes inside of Moscow.
Do your eyes talk to you?
How dumb is that person?
This is what he says. And then this lady passed me and I asked her, was he naked? And she's like, yeah, he was naked.
That's all in the article?
Yes.
It's just good journalism. Oh, it's good writing.
That's the true detective of this town.
Is he in there?
I believe I just saw something with my oculars.
Fort Lauderdale police arrested Alexander Hayden Sperber near 800 Northeast 4th Street at that, and they wrapped him in a yellow tarp.
So he's like a giant taco with salsa.
Yeah.
Giant taco who just ran a
money
marathon.
Taco.
Yeah, fun things here. After his arrest, I always say this. There's one sentence that gets something right into Dumb People Town. Here it is. Sperber told a special agent that when he woke up Tuesday morning, he decided, quote, to rob a bank, flee by running naked down the street while throwing money that he stole during the bank robbery to people in order to begin his career as a comedian.
Most people just go to an open mic.
Yes.
I got bumped for this guy?
Yep.
This guy?
And he's opening at the Improv on
Guys,
Tuesday night.
You've seen him on Oliveira Street.
Yep. Boy.
Give it
seen
up.
Seen him at the bank.
He's been on Action News.
He's been on SEN Action 7 News.
And Comics Unleashed.
And Comics Unleashed.
With Byron Allen.
You can't put a leash on this guy.
Out of concern.
It is Alexander Hayden's Sperber.
Out of concern for his health, they called paramedics who took him to the Broward Health Medical Center. Doctors there found him to be conscious, coherent, and uninjured. He was charged with one count of robbery. His lawyer could not be identified. We're going to get out of here on this. I'm going to ask you guys, how old is Alexander Hayden Sperber?
Too much fun leaves marks in life. Living hard, you'll pay the price. Who is gonna get it right? Guess the age, guess the age.
Can I make guess?
Yes. You get to decide if you want to go first, third, or Tig Notaro.
In the middle. She chose second.
She chose in the middle. I'm gonna go first.
Okay.
Because I have a theory.
Okay.
The Hayden in the name, he has to be younger.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with like 32.
Okay, 32 from Hampton. Yeah, Randy Sklar.
I'm going to say 48.
48.
Just because I think he's making the decision. He's seen enough stand-up comedy in his time to be like, I can do that.
Okay.
Let me go about it in the most roundabout
way. This is the act of a 23-year-old idiot.
Okay.
This is I agree with Hampton that it's young, but this is I'm out of whatever 6-year college program I just did and now
at FIU.
And now I'm ready.
Yep.
At Florida Atlantic Gulf Coast University.
Mountain Dew Factory isn't hiring.
So here I go.
All right. Everybody who's listening in Dumb People Town with us, feel free to play along at home. Alexander Hayden Sperber.
Please.
Is 25 years old.
Oh, what did I say?
And here's a picture of him. Anybody who listens to this story can look at him.
Whoa.
Look at him.
He looks like he's in Twilight.
He looks like the kid that they found dead in Stand By Me.
Yeah, Ray Brower laying
by the tracks.
Only he somehow looks less alive than that.
Now, you might be saying to yourself, if you're listening, I want to see what he looks like. Then go over to the Dumb People Town Facebook page. All of these get posted up there.
Is he wearing
He'll be
rouge?
Waiting for you whenever you hear this.
He's wearing rouge.
He's wearing Bruges.
Bruges.
I think he's wearing pavement.
I love it. I love it. That's a great story from Dumb People Town. Before we get out of here, we got a voicemail. You know, we were kicking around Boston accents, and, you know, we got a voicemail from Mark Wahlberg, who was in that movie. Was a fan, obviously, of he's a close friend of this show, and he wants to give us a little bit of a lesson about how to use the Boston accent and how to properly use it.
You have one new voice message. What's up, dudes? It's Wahlberg here. Obviously, you knew that already. I just want to tell you guys, you were talking a little bit of Boston. That's fine. Here's the deal. Don't try. You don't, if you're trying to talk like it, everybody knows. You do this. You kind of whisper angrily. That's all it is. Feel like you don't want to say the words, but you're being forced to because the person you're talking to thinks they're better than you. But they're not better than you. They were just born somewhere else, and that's their problem, not yours. All right, go see Daddy's Home 2. Me and Will Ferrell are in it. I kill that movie.
Wow.
Good plug for that.
Guy. Ferrell?
Well, Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell Williams. I love Will Ferrell Williams.
Well, this was super fun. Thank you, Hampton Yount.
Thanks for having me.
Check him out. Yeah, follow him on Twitter. Check him out on the reboot of MST3K, which is, you are hilarious. And Randy, got to see you live.
I got to see it live in front of Packed House at the Ace Hotel.
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
It was amazing. You were so funny. And
I was
funny
so happy you got to come out, man. That was so much fun.
I took my daughter and she loved it. That was like a great moment to be like, oh yeah, it crosses all things. Well, that's a little episode of Dumb People Town.
If you like this, you can check us out every Tuesday on iTunes.
Yep.
Dumb People Town.
Subscribe, rate it, review it, and we'll see you there. Uh-oh, guys, we got to get back to work.
Get back to work. Dumb, 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 dumb.
Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.